You've been very involved in Oklahoma City in many ways. I think recently the Myriad Gardens refurbished.
Mm-hmm.
You put how many dollars into that project?
Yeah, in doing our project, it was really a fascinating experience. In getting ready to build our building, we invited both architects and landscape architects into town, and I would give them a little tour of downtown. We'd walk through the Central Business Core, we'd walk through the Myriad Gardens, we'd walk over to Bricktown, so that they could see the context in which they were going to do their work. Visit after visit, any time of the day or night, you'd walk through the Myriad Gardens and there's no one there. And you'd walk over the Bricktown Canal and there'd be a lot of people walking up and down the Bricktown Canal. And these people really opened my eyes to the fact that while Oklahoma City had done a very good job with the MAPS programs in building new buildings like the Ford Center or in redoing old buildings like the Civic Center where the symphony and ballet play, we'd done a good job with buildings and building the Bricktown Canal. But our streets and parks were in miserable condition. I mean, it was like an old, comfortable pair of loafers that were quite comfortable to you, but really were held together by duct tape. Myriad Gardens in particular, surrounded by berms, no visible entrances. You couldn't see the botanical tube as you walked around it. I remember standing on the corner where the Concord Hotel is with one of the landscape architects, standing looking at the Myriad Gardens, and he said, "Where's the entrance? All I see is a berm. I look down these two streets, Sheridan and Robinson. I don't know how to get in. And Larry, you tell me there's a botanical tube inside that's very interesting. I can't see it." I came down here one Saturday and drove around the entire perimeter looking in, and there are only a few places you could see inside. One of the attorneys at McAfee and Taft, Frank Hill, had the idea of creating a TIF, a tax increment financing, where we would take all of the tax dollars that Devon was going to spend over 20 or 30 years and do a TIF with those so that those tax dollars would be spent in the downtown core, redoing all the public streets, all the public parks, all the sidewalks. We then realized that if we were spending those dollars, it would take 20 years to get it done. Well, you know, that seemed like a real long time, and Devon made a loan to the city of $95 million so that we could do it all at one time. Our loan would be paid back by our own tax dollars, so we're willing to assume the credit risk. But it gave the city the opportunity to do the Myriad Gardens at one time, not do what you have to do on federal highways. I mean, look at I-35. It's been under construction between here and Dallas all of my life, and it probably will be for all of anyone else's life. It's always under construction. To go into the entire downtown area and say, we're going to tear this place up, but in 2 or 3 years, we'll have it done. It was a great joy a couple of weekends ago to open the Myriad Gardens and see the young kids. They're playing in the new children's fountain, and the squeal of the young kids is all the reward a person needs. They're honest. If they don't like something, they let you know. But if they're squealing and having fun, you know that too.
I know you've helped the community, but would this be one of the kingpins for you?
Yeah. I mean, The ability to redo downtown, what Ron Norix did in starting MAPS, but for that, we probably wouldn't be here. We'd have moved probably to Houston. So to help move the ball forward, you can go back. We talked about Dean McGee, a true leader in this community, Ron Norix, another leader, to take what they've done and move it down the road a little bit, you know, is something Devon's been able to do. You can see just the number of people in the Myriad Gardens that for the last 30 years would not have been there.
And Ron Norix is someone else that I've interviewed, and you can find elsewhere in this website. Have you been able to tell him that it had not been for you and MAPS, we may have been in Texas?
Oh, he's a friend of mine, and I can absolutely say that. If you lived in Oklahoma City in 1988, 89, 90, this was a pretty dumpy, rundown place. We would not have been able to attract people here. In the early 90s, after we did Pennzoil, it was difficult for us to attract people here. Now we have people that are very delighted to move to Oklahoma City because of all the truly remarkable change that has happened in this city, starting with MAPS, the various MAPS programs, and continuing with the Devon TIF and our own building that is changing, dramatically changing what downtown looks like.
I don't know if I attached the amount, the $750 million to your new headquarters. Is that a correct number?
Right.
Imagine the economic impact that has for downtown Oklahoma City.
We're pumping a little over $1 million a day through that project. There are 1,200 people that show up for work building that complex. And I must say what Sonic has done in taking over the old Kerr McGee Center and redoing that. There's some real visionary work there. This growth has made it possible for companies like Continental Resources that needed to leave Enid because of their need to hire people to land here in Oklahoma City to the betterment of all of us. 10 years ago, they would have passed right over Oklahoma City and gone down to Houston.
And here we are in 2011. You are now leading Oklahoma City's Alliance for Economic Development. You're the chair of that. This will consolidate and coordinate business in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, the Alliance plays a role in providing a one-stop for someone who wants to deal with government to go one place and figure out the various places they need to go. It complements what the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce is doing through their economic development programs in downtown Oklahoma City. There are a variety of organizations that are playing complementary roles to help grow this place, and they're doing a great job of it.
Have you been asked or would you ever consider running for public office?
No, I'm flattered by that, but I got a full-time job now.
But you've been asked to, I would imagine.
Oh, some people have suggested that.